Welcome to Toy Flavor Radio Soundtracks. We play all of your favorite anime openings, endings, retro, and current TV shows, movies, soundtracks, and along the way, learn a little bit about their history. Subscribe to our weekly show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please give us your ratings and reviews. We'd love to hear from you. Leave us a voice message with your soundtrack request over at anchor.fm/toyflavor, and we'll play you and your request on the next show. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's episode of Toy Flavor Soundtracks.
Support for Soundtracks comes from Toy Flavor USA. Toys, anime, collectibles, and all the stuff that makes you happy. Christmas is around the corner. Buy that special gift for the lowest prices on the internet at toyflavor.com. Well, we made it. We've reached episode 10, our second milestone episode. Tonight's episode is even more special. From your submitted recommendations, requests, and episode replays, we have successfully tallied your favorite soundtracks from the very first episode of Toy Flavor Radio to last week's episode 9. We'll scoop up your favorite tracks and count your votes every 10th episode. So visit toyflavor.com or send us what you like on Twitter at toyflavor so your favorite soundtrack is counted. This is the Toy Flavor Radio listeners selected top 10 soundtracks. You picked them. So let's play them. Starting with number
10.
The number 10 soundtrack you love listening to is from our episode 2. This is the opening theme from 1987's G.I. Joe the Animated Movie.
Special mission force. Its purpose, to defend human freedom against Cobra, a ruthless terrorist organization determined to rule the world.
Heart-pounding and thrilling track to listen to. That was written by Robert J. Walsh and John Douglas. Next up, we're going back to our trailer episode, the unofficial episode 0. For me, that was a fun and a little scary evening, first starting out with the show. Glad you all stayed with me. There will be at least two other tracks from the very first episode that made it to the countdown, so stay tuned. In that very first episode, you loved hearing the intro soundtrack to Mobile Suit Zeta Gundam. Were you aware that the track called Zeta Toki Wo Kote was based on the melody of a song written by none other than American performer and songwriter Neil Sedaka? Have a listen.
Moving, moving down the line comes a train of sorrow, crossing on your heart and mind where it stops a while. You can buy your ticket now for a sad tomorrow. It's a long way down the line till you find your way. Hold on and we can make it together. Sunshine is gonna clear up the weather. Better days are coming.
I think that's pretty cool. Like I say time and time again, I love working on this show and learning new things along with you.
Number 9.
Here is the intro soundtrack to 1985's Mobile Suit Zeta Gundam, the opening you selected as your 9th favorite soundtrack on Toy Flavor Radio. The 2003 anime series Full Metal Alchemist has an opening soundtrack that won many of the readers' polls for favorite theme song. This is from Toy Flavor Radio Soundtracks Episode 4, Porno Graffiti's Melissa. You're listening to the Toy Flavor Radio Listener's Selected Top 10 Soundtracks, with 7 of your favorited soundtracks left to go. We're going to play them all, right after these messages.
Mr. and Mrs. Clark?
Yes, Doctor?
I have your results.
What is it, Doctor? Please tell us.
Before I do, tell me, how long has your husband been feeling this way?
4 years. Maybe longer?
I see.
He barely has any money anymore. Every time we go to the store to buy his favorite collectibles, he starts screaming.
Screaming, you say?
Sweating, chills. He becomes terribly anxious.
I see. Mr. Clark, I also see you're a collector of anime, Star Wars, and action figures.
What's that have to do with anything?
Bob. He's just trying to help.
It's fine.
Oh, look. I'm sorry. Doctor, I'm sorry. It's just, I've been feeling worse and worse every time I shop for my favorite collectibles and toys.
Lighter wallet?
Yes!
Unable to buy everything you want for your collection and still have money for your common necessities.
Yes!
Mr. Clark, I'd like you to prepare yourself. You have broke-ass disease.
What?!
Mr. Clark, get a hold of yourself.
But how, Doctor? How did he get broke ass?
Mr. Clark, compose yourself. You have to tell me, where have you been shopping?
But I always shop at ToyFlavor.com!
No, it's not true. You can't get broke ass from ToyFlavor.com. It's physically impossible. Tell me where you've been shopping. Tell me right now, or so help me.
I'm telling you, I only shop at ToyFlavor.com.
Well, someone is shopping at other expensive retailers, and Mrs. Clark, you must answer truthfully. Who have you been shopping with?
This isn't about me.
Tell me who you've been shopping with.
Fine. I've been shopping with another store.
I don't believe it! You gave me broke ass! My wife!
I collect comic books and action figures, too. I like spending top dollar at the conventions, and I love paying high prices for shipping.
How dare you! Why would you pay top prices for the same collectibles at ToyFlavor.com for far less? Do you understand what you've done?
I don't care. I love having no money.
Oh, God, no. I trusted you to buy at the lowest prices. Now I got broke ass.
I don't have to stay here for this. I'm going shopping.
Tell us who you've been shopping with.
You really want to know? Tell me, Bob, do you want that exclusive Sailor Moon special edition?
Of course I do!
I'm buying it from Amazon.
No!
You can't keep spreading your ass forever.
Oh, no!
What am I gonna do?
Only one thing you can do, Mr. Clark. Shop at ToyFlavor.com.
Will it cure my broke ass?
Mr. Clark, ToyFlavor.com will indeed cure your broke ass. It's been a month now, Mr. Clark. Have you been shopping at ToyFlavor.com as prescribed?
Yes, Doctor, I feel great. I'm saving money and still able to get all the stuff that makes me happy. ToyFlavor.com changed my life.
Welcome back to the show. We're counting down your favorite openings and endings from Toy Flavor Radio Soundtrack's previous episodes. As this is our milestone episode, it also comes with perks just for you. Visit ToyFlavor.com and use promo code 10%MILESTONE at the checkout to get 10% off your order. Our way of saying thanks for listening. And now, let's get back to the countdown.
Number who?
7!
Coincidentally, at the opening of episode 7, we started with Jim Henson's 1976 The Muppet Show opening theme. You picked it, we're playing it. Here you go!
Started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational. This is what we
I love how some of these tracks take us back in the day. Wasn't The Muppet Show on just before the regular primetime shows? Like around 7, 7:30 p.m.? Wasn't Entertainment Tonight right after it? If I can only go back. Until then, let's go back one more number in the countdown.
My favorite number is 6.
In the same episode 7 of Toy Flavor Soundtracks, we surprised a lot of you with a throwback that took your breath away. Here is your number 6 most favorite track, 1964's Underdog opening theme.
When criminals in this world appear, bring the laws that they should fear, and fight through all who see or hear, the cry goes up both far and near for Underdog.
Don't forget, you can use the Episode 5 Milestone promo code for your next order at toyflavor.com. It never expires. While you can't use both promo codes at the same time, you can use the 10% off promo code on another order and just keep saving on already some of the lowest prices on the net. And now,
number 5.
This is another track from our trailer episode of Toy Flavor Radio. The very first track we played in the series. Lyrics by Paul Francis Webster and composed by John Harris. This is the 1967 Spider-Man opening theme. Like I said back then, here we go!
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there! To Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, wealth and fame, he's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big bang. Wherever there's a hang, you'll find the Spider-Man.
Interesting thing to note, I believe this past week was the anniversary of Stan Lee's passing. He is genuinely missed in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It just won't be the same without his cameos. In episode 2 of Toy Flavor Radio, we played the intro track to the third season of Attack on Titan. This is the track you picked for...
Number 4!
Here's Red Swan from Attack on Titan on the Toy Flavor Top 10 Countdown. Made it to the final top 3 soundtracks on Toy Flavor Radio. Hope you're enjoying these great tunes as much as I am. If you want to get your voice heard on what should be the next top 20 soundtracks, listen to the show each week. Drop us a line on Twitter, Facebook, or even Snapchat, believe it or not. Let us know what you like. We'll play your top 3 when we come right back. Stay tuned. Saturday, November 23rd, Toy Flavor Radio Icons highlights the work of one important studio or brand that has affected us all to the depth of our cores. These special episodes take on a deeper look at the selected icons' history and, especially, the music associated with them that inspired and moved us all. Toy Flavor Radio is proud to announce the first Icon program honoring my favorite animation studio. The legendary masters of animation, Studio Ghibli, has been an enormously profound part of our lives, even if you don't recall every movie or TV episode they produced since its founding in 1985. On Saturday evening, November 23rd, I welcome you to come, relax, and join us for Toy Flavor Radio's Icons, A Night with Studio Ghibli. We'll enjoy a look at a rich company history and the soundtracks to many of the studio's award-winning and heartwarming productions. Like our page on Facebook at Toy Flavor USA or stop by toyflavorradio.com for more information. Toy Flavor Radio Icons is an exciting series of podcasts we know you will love listening to over and over again.
Number 3.
Thank you for listening to Toy Flavor Radio's Top 10 Countdown. That was from our Episode 7, 2002's anime series Naruto, Sadness and Sorrow. Your choice as the number 3 favorite soundtrack. Looks like we made it to...
Number 2!
As fans of TV shows, movies, and anime, looks like the listeners have a taste for the retro. Composed by Bernard Hoffer, this is the Thundercats opening soundtrack from 1985.
Thank you.
That was Thundercats, the number two most listened song on Toy Flavor Radio Soundtracks. We have reached the number one soundtrack played on the series now. Can you believe it? Since we started just under 2.5 months ago, we've already played over 120 tracks. With the sheer amount of music attached to anime and Hollywood movies alone, we've already determined, except for our monthly countdown, we'll never have to play the same songs twice. Also, you helped me win a bet. I was told nobody likes listening to soundtracks and the show would never work. Heading into next week's Studio Ghibli's Special Icons episode, I beg to differ. Thank you all for listening and enjoying the exciting and often moving soundtracks to the stuff that makes us happy. J-pop singer Vika Blanca performed in an anime motion picture after his debut album. Soon after, he followed up with this track for the magic-based series of three seasons still running, Black Clover. Your selected number one track on Toy Flavor Soundtracks is Black Rover by Vika Blanca from our sixth episode for the anime series Black Clover. We'll lead out with this great soundtrack and see you next week at our Special Icons episode featuring the work of Studio Ghibli, Saturday, November 23rd. We'll be back with more of your favorite soundtracks on Sunday night, December 1st. Until then, be safe and have a great weekend.